know if you've heard about this pastor that did a house visit. You know, that's sort of our job sometimes, to do house visits. Anyway, so the pastor went and visited, came to the house. He knocked on the door. Nobody opened the door, but he could hear the people are inside. And so after nobody opening the door, he thought he's going to leave them a scripture, you know, because that's what pastors do. They leave scriptures. So he left them a scripture, and the scripture was Revelation 3 verse 20, which says, "I stand at the door and knock." And then that Sunday, the couple was in church, and so they put a scripture in the offering bag as it came past. And so that next day, pastor saw this little card, and he almost fell off his chair laughing. But it was Genesis 3 verse 10, which said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I and I hid myself." So that's the glories of marriage and house visits. Okay, so if I visit you and I hear you inside, I will know. Okay. Okay, well, on this past Sunday, I shared a bit with the guys, especially. I shared about men of honor, and I asked the question, you know, is there evil in the world? And we came to the conclusion, yes, there's evil in the world. I decided yes. And I asked the question, what is the mission? If there's evil in the world, what is the mission? So I was speaking to the guys to get us focused, okay? I hope it worked. But the conclusion was that evil, the purpose of evil in the world is to cause hell. Hell on earth and hell hereafter. What is hell? Hell is a separation of relationship. Hell is a breaking down of relationship. And I realized that as I was preparing, I realized that that's so true. For us men, we like a good fight, a battle to fight. And sometimes we forget that the crux of the battle is for our relationships. The crux of the battle is for our marriages. And so I'm trusting that we'll get focused on what is the real battle about. And so I shared as well, men of honor. What is men of honor? A man of honor is somebody that values somebody. It's not, you're not obsessed with your own importance or your own value, but you want to impart value to your spouse. And the key for you and me, guys especially, you need to see that your wife is the most valuable. She is the gold in your life. She is a treasure. She is of infinite value. And if we get that, then we'll get focused. But otherwise, we think mornings like this, you know, marriage seminar, you know, do I really have to? We've got a good marriage. It's not bad. You know, is it really necessary? I'm sure we heard a few of those this week. And the thing what I realized with Sonic and me, we've been married now for almost 10 years. We've got a good marriage. But we've been, even before we got married, we were working at it. We attended seminars. We went, Sonic has shared that on Wednesday. There was, in our church in Stellenbosch, there were lots of couples, lots of dating couples. And so they had a couples event, you know, for those not married to come, and they'll receive input from the pastors. And there are lots of students. Only two couples pitched. And we were one of those two couples, you know, because we've always known, we need to invest. This is the most important relationship in our lives. Your marriage. Your spouse. You know, and so we need to. So I wanna say well done that you're here. Okay, that's actually what I'm trying to say. Well done. Keep up the good work. Okay. And so for us men, passivity and distraction are often a challenge for us. We get busy with a battle somewhere else, you know, catching the fish somewhere. That's our battles. Or the TV tonight at 5 probably will be another battle. Good battle to fight. But it's not the ultimate battle, okay, if the Booker win or not. You know, the ultimate battle is for our relationships, for our marriages. Okay, so I want to ask you, what are we communicating to one another? What are we communicating to one another? And I want to put a cartoon thingy on there. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it. Okay. Anyways, two Sharkies. And I can't read that. Okay, but it was supposed to be as a husband and wife trying to talk through their marital relationship. And they said that the wife is, her face is hanging a bit, wifey shark. And so husband's trying to figure out what's going on. So he's saying, you're in a bad mood. And he goes through all the options. Did I do something? No. Did I not do something? No. Did I say something that I shouldn't have said? No. Did I not say something I should have said? No. And it goes through the whole thing, and then it goes to a whole thing. Did I say something? I can't read it, so it's not going to work. Anyway, so that's sometimes how it works. Our communication, sometimes we miscommunicate. So if you go back to the glasses thing, I shared on Sunday very shortly, but guys have blue sunglasses, okay, blue, and blue hearing aids, and some people have other funny sunglasses there at the back. But if you have blue sunglasses on, it sort of colors in the whole world for you. You see blue, okay? And if you're a lady, you've got pink sunglasses on. You see pink, and you've got pink hearing aids on, so you hear pink. But guys, we hear blue. So there's this communication thing. But if you, the critical thing is to know is men and women are different. Okay, would you agree? Okay, so we communicate differently, we perceive things differently, we think differently. And that's often where the miscommunication then happens. Okay, so this is very important to know the blue sunglasses and the pink sunglasses. Okay, but I'm gonna get to the crazy cycle in a moment, but I just want to give this as a background. This is very important. What we're sharing out of is from this book. If you can get it, it's very good. It's probably the best book we've ever seen about marriages. It's called Love and Respect. Who has read this book? Okay. Well, this really comes to the crux of often why marriages are not what it can be or should be. Okay. Now, what often happens when we miscommunicate in a marriage, the wife, she's good-willed, she loves her husband, she's motivated by love, she's sincere, she's good-willed, as I said. But then what often happens, the way she communicates, the husband would look at this through his blue glasses, or sunglasses, his blue hearing aid, and she's motivated by love and goodwill. Everything is, the motivation's right. But the way it's being perceived, the man is seeing this through blue glasses, blue sunglasses. The result is that there's a miscommunication, and I'll explain as we go on now. Does she love him? Yes. But sometimes, if you'd ask your wife, and sometimes it happens, you ask somebody, husband, do you believe that your wife loves you? And then he'll say, yes, definitely. Do you believe that she likes you? I'm not sure. Because of the way that she might be communicating, she's trying to tell him something, but the way she's trying to tell him sometimes doesn't work. And the husband can sincerely love his wife as well and be goodwill towards her, but he might be distracted. He might be a little bit passive at home in terms of romance. He might forget to pick up his clothes. He might not do the dishes so often. And so he's sincere. He loves his wife. He's goodwill towards her. But what is she perceiving? What is being communicated to her? I don't think he loves me, because he's not doing these things that would communicate to me he loves me. Okay, so that's sometimes where it's miscommunicated. The husband is sincere, he's good-willed, and the wife is sincere and good-willed. But then the way she speaks to him, he says, I'm not sure if she likes me. And that sometimes happens. And that's when you get onto this crazy cycle thing. Anyway, so the wife sometimes tries to change the husband. I'm sure none here would try and do that. Any wife that has tried to change her husband, please raise your hand. Come on, be honest now. Thank you. Okay, but so the wife tries to get her husband, to change, but then the method she uses causes a bit of a backfire. Because this is where male and female differs. You see, you can be sincere and good-willed. You try to bring change in your husband's life, but then the way you do it causes him to back off more. And actually, the opposite happens. It backfires. It's called the crazy cycle. Okay, it backfires. So, husbands, are you communicating to your wife that you love her? And we're going to get to that. Wives, are you communicating to your husband? And this is when we get to respect him. Okay, but we're going to... We easily see what is done to us before we see what we are doing to our mate. We easily see what is done to us before we see what we are doing to our mate. In other words, we focus on our needs, and so we're not aware of the way we are communicating. And so you need to ask yourself, what are you communicating to your husband? Are you speaking blue? Because if you're speaking pink, he's probably going to struggle to hear you. Husbands, what are you communicating to your wife? Are you speaking her language, her natural, understandable language? Or are you speaking blue? And so in the process, she feels as if she's not loved. Okay, but I'm just giving a bit of background now. So what is important, okay, let me just get to the love and respect part. If you go down to the crazy cycle. Okay, let me just go up one, Stepping on my air hose. Go up. Thank you. Ephesians 5:33. And this is, if you read the book, you'll see this really comes to the center, the crux of having a good marriage, a marriage that really, really works. This has brought massive change in our lives. I've sat with couples as well in the past. I've tried to communicate to them what we know works, but it was so hard to get both parties to understand this. Until we read this book, it gave us the language or the words to explain what is so critical. So it says there, Ephesians 5:33, each one of you also must love his wife. Okay, so now I guess most of the guys know that. You've probably heard this 1,000 times. You must love your wife. You must love your wife. Okay, it's hard to do that continuously. And in the right way. But in the second part, this is the critical one. And the wife must respect her husband. Okay? And often people only speak about the one, the love part. And you would say, and even if you speak to most wives, you say, do you love your husband? She'd say, yes, I love my husband. But the best way you can communicate love to your husband is to respect him. Men desire respect more than love. And I'll explain as I continue onwards. A man doesn't feel loved if he's not respected. And so this is where the crazy cycle is. Look at this. Crazy cycle. Okay. Crazy cycle is as follows. Without love, she reacts. How does she react? She reacts without respect. And when without respect, he reacts without love. In other words, when our husband feels disrespected, not just feels disrespected. He's going to stonewall most probably. He's going to withhold love on some way. And so when he withholds the love, then she reacts without respect. She says, I'm not getting love. I'm not getting love. I'm not feeling love from my husband. And so I'm not going to give him respect. And then so it continues. It's called the crazy cycle. Now that's surefire way of getting yourself into a terrible marriage. Love and respect. It is the key to a marriage that works. It is at the core. It is at the center of what makes a marriage work or can cause a marriage to fall apart. Now, we often focus on the love aspect, but we often forget about the respect aspect. Okay, so Sonic is going to speak to the ladies in a little bit. She's going to speak more about the respect part, and I'm going to speak to the men about the love part, and then my wife's going to jump in as well and help us to love. Okay, so a man needs respect more than he needs love. He feels loved when he is respected. Husbands need to love their wives unconditionally. In other words, doesn't matter what she does. Doesn't matter if she respects you or not. We need to love and love and love. That's why I spoke about Sunday night. Men of honor, we continue to love. But, and this is the hard one, wives need to respect their husbands unconditionally. Now, this is very hard. There's like no ways. We live in a world where it says respect needs to be earned. Okay? That's what the world says. Respect needs to be earned. But if you go to the scripture there, Ephesians 5, it says husbands must love their wives, agape, unconditionally, and wives must respect their husbands. Because God knows that for a woman, she is wired for love, and a man is wired for respect. We are wired. It's like our air hose thing. If you go to the air hose thingy there, you see, each of us you've got your love tank. If you're a woman, you've got a love tank, and you've got an air hose going to your love tank. Okay? Now, what happens is you are not drawing air into your love, and in the air you are breathing is love. And now, what happens is your oaf of a husband comes and he stands on your air hose. A buck, you know, jumping around in your air hose. Now, if that was the air you breathe, and somebody's standing on your air hose, you're going to take a baseball bat, get off of my air hose. And this is very important because we don't realize it's the way we are wired. So you react without thinking about it. You react without necessarily realizing why. I've experienced the same with a husband. His air hose is respect. So then the wife comes and with her sharp little shoes stands on his air hose, and he's like, in the past I found myself, I couldn't realize why am I so angry. I don't understand. I'm like, I don't know why. I don't want to speak to this woman. You know, I just feel and I didn't realize it. I'm angry because I felt disrespected. This is at the core of what helps either destroys a marriage or causes us getting out of the crazy cycle and getting into a place where we actually have a loving relationship. Okay, so are we standing on one another's air hoses? You see, ladies, for you, you can say, but I am respecting him. But he's saying it doesn't feel like it. Because you're not communicating to him respect. You're communicating to him on a female way. You see, you can very easily see this. I've often been in situations where I see the way a wife is speaking to her husband now. And I'm thinking, I can't believe she's speaking to him like. And what she's motivated by goodwill. She loves him. She's wanting to sort out the relationship, but the way she's doing it is pushing him away. Okay? I'm probably giving you a shock or two, some of the ladies here now, but I'll explain as we go. But what often happens is a husband can be successful at home, at work, but not at home. I met a couple some while ago, older couple, and counseled them a bit in their marriage. And this man was a successful businessman, and he succeeded. Now, in a sense, he's retired and is at home, and it's a nightmare because he was successful at work. But now he's coming home, and his wife and children, everybody's communicating disrespect to him, and it's freaking the life out of him because he wants respect. So what does he do? He tries to take control. So now he tries to force. You're going to listen to me. I'm going to withhold money. I'm going to say, he's trying to control his environment, but now everybody is even worse, upset. But he just wants respect. Okay? Another couple where it was just amazing. Another a man who's respected wherever he goes, respected and honored. And then the way, as I said, the way the woman would speak. It's like for any man sitting around, he'd say, sure, woman, you're missing it big time. No man would do that to another man. No man would speak to another man like that. And she's motivated by love, but she's missing it. So I see this like the man is dying He doesn't want to be at home. It's always a fight. He's trying to hold himself in. So he's doing the honorable thing. He's just walking away. Because she's coming at him. She's speaking, saying, no, you this and you that, and you need to sort this out. She wants to sort out the relationship. But because he feels disrespected, he's like angry. And so if he says something, no, it's going to be. So he just walks away. And then he stonewalls. That's what most men do. 90%, 95% of men do the stonewall thing. And what does that do to a woman? Freaks her out even more. And then, because now she feels even less loved, and now she's even trying harder to get this man to communicate, but then he stonewalls more because he feels even more disrespected. And he loves less, and then so he gets less respect. And then she, you see the cycle. And it just can go on and on and on, unless one can stop it in some way. And it's not necessarily happening the whole time, even in a relationship, but often when there's some form of conflict, it can be brought back to this love and respect. Did you communicate in a loving, tender way? Ladies, did you communicate in a respectful way? And often it's tone of voice, not necessarily what you say, but how you say it. How are you communicating? Your facial expression, tone of voice, and things like that. Communicate. Everything about you communicates something. Okay? Are you communicating love, guys? Ladies, are you communicating respect? I know this is very hard, especially when it comes to, we all believe in unconditional love, but nobody believes in unconditional respect, because he needs to earn it. No, he doesn't. He needs you to give it to him, so he can be the man he needs to be and wants to be. Every man wants to be a hero. That's me. I want to be a hero. I want to be somebody's hero. I want to know that somebody believes in me. I believe most guys are like, you want a hero. You want somebody to say, you're the man. Even though you're messing up sometimes, I believe in you. You're the best. You're my man. And that motivates a guy to love. It motivates a husband to give back. It motivates us to pick up our clothes. It motivates us to help in the house. Because you're the man. You're the hero. You want to stay a hero. Okay? But you need to give that unconditionally. Proverbs 14, verse 1. It says, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands or with her mouth. This is sometimes a challenge. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down. Foolish is when you realize that you're not speaking male. You need to speak in a way. I know this seems like very old school because it's biblical. It's life-changing. Absolutely life-changing. You want to be at home. When I know my wife respects me, I want to love her. I will do anything. You know, so big challenge. Okay, so when it comes to the crazy cycle and how to deal with a crazy cycle, you need to believe that the other person is good-willed. Because something happens to men. The wife is trying to sort things out. So she's trying to communicate and she's in your face. That's how women often, not all, but often how they do in the face thing. They conflict, more open to conflict in a relational, usually than men. Sometimes men would just back off. Some men obviously would go in there as well. But what happens is the man sometimes feels that she's controlling me. She just wants to control me. She just wants to control me and change me. She wants to be my mom and my this and my that. And I can't handle it, you know. And so you just want to run out. You just want to, leave me alone. Okay, but she isn't wanting to be controlling. You need to believe, and this is where faith comes in. You need to believe that your wife is good-willed. In other words, you need to believe that she loves you despite the way she might be communicating to you at certain times. Believe that she's good-willed. And ladies, the same. When your husband is stonewalling or not speaking, not communicating, not helping, you need to believe that he's still good-willed. He's trying to be a good husband, but he doesn't necessarily know how. Most men sincerely want to be loving husbands, but sometimes they are afraid of being an idiot again or being rejected. So they sometimes back off. Okay? So now all the different levels in our marriages, so this might not be 100% relevant to, but it might help you at times when there are conflict. You need to believe she is good-willed. Can you say that, men? Good-willed. Good-willed. Ladies, say good-willed. Good-willed. That's important. You need to believe that he's good-willed. He loves you. Not communicating it very well at this time, but he loves you. This is very important. Respect is a man's deepest value. They did a survey. 400 men were asked, which would you prefer to endure? They did a survey, 400 men across America, I presume. And they asked the question to the men, which would you prefer? To be left alone and unloved in the world. That's option number one. To be left alone and unloved. Or number two, to feel inadequate and disrespected by everyone. Which would you choose? To be left alone and unloved, or to feel inadequate and disrespected by everyone? They say 74% said that if they had to choose, they'd rather be alone and unloved than be inadequate and disrespected. I would agree with that. It's a nightmare for a man to feel inadequate, to feel disrespected, to just feel that you're not good enough. So ladies, you need to know that if you want to speak your husband's language. You see, men and women are different. And if you try to communicate to your husband like you're communicating to one of your girlfriends, ladies, then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. That's very important. You're going to miss it. And that's what often happens. Respect is the key to motivating a husband. At the moment you respect him, he will be much more open to serve in the house. As I said, there's a wife that shared, after a husband strayed into an affair, the woman says afterwards, I must say that I have lots of respect for this lady that she can actually say it. But she says, I realized that my husband had cheated with this woman, not because of her looks or personality or because she was anything so great, but rather because she was his captive audience. She thought he hung the moon. Every remark he made to her was witty. Everything he did was perfect. In her eyes, he was the most handsome, intelligent, funny man in the world. He needed an ego boost, and she was ready and willing to be that for him. You see, ladies, often we men get lots of respect at work and with our friends. And it's bad then if you go home and doesn't feel like you're getting it there. It can actually drive, it never justifies adultery, it never justifies an affair, but it does make it easier for a man for his heart to be led astray. Because somebody thinks he's the man. As I said, a guy wants to be a hero. You have the ability to make him a hero, and he's going to love you for it. Guaranteed. That's how we are wired. That's how men are wired. My dad divorced. My mom and dad divorced when I was in primary school. And my dad, years later, told me the story. You see, it was the feminist movement time, 70s, when they got married, beginning 70s. And so my wife, my mom, his wife, had lots of feminist teaching in her. Lots of competition. She's an intellectual. He's an intellectual. They're very good at what they're doing. And so there's this competition thing going. My dad says the one time he was at a restaurant with lots of business colleagues, but important men in the industry. And he was telling a story or something. Anyway, I think he was speaking English. And he's actually Afrikaans, but he made a tense mistake somewhere. My mom is a language expert. So she corrected him in front of these group of people. And he sort of just ignored it. But it was like a sword being stuck through his heart. He says, and now my dad is not a stonewall, and they say, he's more a get in your face, let's talk about it. But he says the whole way home, he was screaming at my mom in the car because he was so angry. He doesn't even know why, but he's just so angry. It's like this woman who's supposed to make him a hero, who's supposed to believe in him, who's supposed to be his cheerleader, took a sword and stuck it through his heart. And it led to bitterness. In the end, adultery. Because there was another woman then that said, my dad's amazing. And he had respect everywhere, but he didn't have it at home. So this is important. This is very important. You know, and I must say, when my dad told that story, it really broke my heart. You know, broke a family. And my mom now, I guess, understands it a bit better, but she definitely didn't understand it back then. So what a man defines as respect and what a woman defines as love are two completely different things. And this is the whole blue sunglasses and red or pink sunglasses. And that's why we're going to, the rest of this morning, we're going to work through some things. We're going to actually talk about what does respect mean to a man? And what does love mean to a woman? And we're going to give you some time to talk about it as well, you know. But this is important stuff. So what are you communicating to your spouse? What are you communicating to your spouse? Husbands, are you communicating love in her way? It doesn't matter if you say I love her, but she doesn't feel loved. And ladies, it doesn't matter if you say you respect, but he doesn't feel respected. Okay, so that is the crazy cycle, a short introduction to the crazy cycle. If you can get this book, it really gives you amazing content about this. Many, many stories of how marriages that were at their end, we're going to read one or two of them to you as well. But marriages that were at their end turned around when both parties got this. Even just when the husband realized, if I continue to love and continue to love and to continue to love, I'm going to win her heart back. And then you break out of that crazy cycle. Okay. Any questions? We're going to go through the details as we continue. I know usually ladies are not that excited about this at the beginning, but it gets better. Gomez. Just take the microphone. We can record it. It's on.
What's the thing about generally women wanting to change the man? You know, I don't know. I don't really experience that, but is it sort of a norm, really? And why? Actually, what's it about?
Well, I would say, well, in general, you know, if you're in a relationship with anybody, it can be from both sides. The husband can try to change the wife as well, you know. So it can, in any relationship, if you are unhappy maybe with the way that your partner is responding to you, then you're going to try and change. I think that's very human. So we either try to control or do whatever, but I think that's just normal for any form of relationship. We try to change the other person, and you can't. You need to focus on your part of the equation. In other words, from my side, I need to love my wife. That's my part. Her part is she needs to respect me. I need to love her irrespective, and she needs to respect me irrespective. And then that helps us break out of the crazy cycle. And then we're going to show you the energizing cycles where things actually go forward. Does that make sense?
Can I add something to that? It is a woman. I think more naturally, maybe the woman wants to change the man. That's maybe the more natural thing. I'm going to give you the reason what I believe. Is God created us to be the helper. Okay, God created its inner woman to want to help her husband. But unfortunately, sometimes you want to help him to change. To become, you see all this potential in this man. So you think if you do this or you want to motivate him, in a sense, to become this hero you see in him. But you feel he's not acting as a hero. But you know he is a hero. So now it's in you to, you want to help him. Okay, so your motivation is pure, but now you help him in the wrong way. You're messing it up if you're communicating disrespect. So it's a godly and a very pure motivation to want to change your husband. But we need to realize, as women, we need to back off and allow God to change and allow him space and time to change into that man. Oh, I'm going to speak a little bit about that as well. But I think it's because God created us to be a helper. So we want to help, but now we help in the wrong way. Does it help a bit?
It might also be, Kubis, that your wife has received a bit of teaching about this. So she has learned to respect her husband despite performance. Yes, you go, girl. That's it, Ben. You're the year.
Sorry, just, you know, there's sometimes daughters idolize their fathers. So their perception of a man, I think, is sometimes based on the standard that their father sets. They then go into a relationship, and if the man doesn't meet up to the same standard or have the same life values as a father, the father figure that she grew up with, is there often not that drive for her to then almost, even if it's not intentionally done, but to change him or try and get him to behave the way her father did? And I'm talking in terms of life values, you know.
Well, that's a very good comment, definitely. But I think it could go both ways. But I think more to the woman, I think a girl would more maybe naturally idolize a dad than necessarily a boy would idolize his mom.
Okay, so ladies, would you agree that your greatest desire or need is to be and to feel loved by your husband? Is that so? Would you agree? Okay. Husbands, would you agree that your greatest desire is to be feel respected? I? Okay, I think we have... Okay, but obviously there are exceptions, but it's very hard to feel loved if you don't feel that you are respected as a person. You know, so that's very important. Okay, so I'm just going to want to pray for us, and then we're going to take a 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute break. If you need to stretch your legs, quickly go to the loo, and then Sonic is going to go into the details about how to do some of this. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for this morning, Lord. It's God, we thank you, God, that you do not point a finger at us, God, and this morning is not about guilt or shame or anything like that, God. God, you give us guidance so we can be free. And Lord, I thank you for your blessing in our marriages, God. And we just pray for each of our hearts and minds, Lord, that you, God, would help us to receive hope and peace and joy so our marriages can become everything you've destined it to be. God, we bless you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, just stretch your legs if you want to. You can get some water, and we're going to continue in 3-4 minutes.